to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit selfdefenseguns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Network, and I don't have a guest this morning, so I guess it's you and me. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But it was very interesting. They've been holding meetings in Washington, D.C., and, of course, trying to determine who is responsible or who was responsible for the economic collapse that we're being plagued by today. And, of course, the whole idea was which one of the major banks was responsible. Was it Goldman Sachs? Was it J.P. Morgan Chase? Was it Morgan Stanley? Was it Bank of America? Because they were all writing these collateralized debt obligations, and it was very interesting. One of the senators commented, it wasn't just one of them. It was sort of like, and he used the analogy, the story of the murder on the Orient Express, which I use in my book, the Brotherhood of Darkness. He said it was like the murder on the Orient Express. They were all responsible. But you see, it was much more than simply the banks that were responsible. I mean, you had people out there buying homes they couldn't afford. You had realtors selling homes they couldn't afford. You had simply appraisers appraising homes and just raising the appraisals on a regular basis because people wanted higher appraisals on the homes. And that way they could borrow more money on it. It was people who wrote these loans, these creative loans, these subprime loans, the Alt-A loans, the adjustable rate loans, all of these various creative types of financing where people could get a home for nothing down. I had one friend who bought a home, and he received $25,000 in cash for buying the home with the idea, of course, that the home would be worth more in a few months, which it really was. He ended up selling the home and making even more money. But none of this was logical. And then, of course, what happened was these loans were taken. They were actually bundled into something called CDOs. That was called a collateralized debt obligation. It would made up maybe of 100 mortgages on these homes. That it was quite obvious that the people who bought the homes better than put nothing down, who would never be able to afford to pay off the loans, but these collateralized debt obligations now were suddenly rated by Moody's and by Standard & Poor as, you know, AAA loans. And even more than that, the big banks gave insurance policies on those loans that they would pay their 6 or 8% interest, and that would not lose value. In other words, that these were responsible financial instruments. And those financial instruments were sold all over the world to intentionally collapse the economic system. Because what's happened is was planned. And then, of course, and could you blame a bank, you know, for buying a bond that's going to pay 6%, you know, over a long period of time, and then they're going to get their money back at the end of that time? It was an excellent investment for the pension funds and for the insurance policies. The only trouble was the insurance policies, the so-called derivative policies that were put forward by the big banks, didn't have any money behind them. So could you imagine buying an fire insurance policy or a health insurance policy from a company that didn't have any money to make the payments if your house got on fire or if you got sick? And why have there been no lawsuits against the companies that wrote the derivative policies, and basically they were insurance policies? Why have there been no lawsuits against that? Because everybody's in on the scam. The scam is designed to destroy the economy of our nation. That's what it was all about. They knew exactly what they were doing. And, of course, they say, well, we can't hold these big banks to that. I mean, these banks are just too big to fail. If they were to fail, the whole system would come down. We couldn't let them go bankrupt. And there was a gentleman at the hearings who made a statement. I think his name was Kyle Busch, something like that. And he said, look, he said, you have to have the ability to go bankrupt. This idea that the banks are too big to fail and we're going to have to bail them out, the public is going to have to bail them out, is wrong. Capitalism without bankruptcy is like Christianity without hell. Capitalism without bankruptcy is like Christianity without hell. There got to be consequences, and if you're going to play this game, why, you make the wrong choice, you should go bankrupt. You should not be rescued by the taxpayers, because this is going to bring the whole system down. Where would Christianity be without hell? Well, there's a lot of people have taken the hell out of Christianity. There's no longer fear of God, and that's one reason we're in the trouble we are today. And, of course, they've done the same thing. The big banks can do whatever they want to. They can act with indiscretion, but there are no consequences. But the trouble is there are consequences. The consequences for the individual that defies God's law. There must be consequences for the banks that defy the economic laws of the world. Because if they're not, they will destroy our nation. And that's what it's all about. And until people understand there is an organized effort to destroy our economy, nothing makes sense. And then, of course, we know what the plan is because we've read the Earth Charter. And I wonder how many of you out there listening to this have gotten a copy from us or gone to the Internet and read a point 10A and 10B where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and then between nations. And how do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why, you destroy America. My telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give me a call because you don't have a chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Heroes at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our number this morning, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Would love to hear from you because I don't have anything prepared for this morning. So give us a call and we'll just talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, we can talk about what's happening financially. Plan to destroy the economy of our nation. Why would they want to do that? Well, the plan is, of course, to shift the leadership of the world to communist China. George Soros said recently, and he's part of this brotherhood of darkness, an evil, evil gentleman. You know, he said China's going to become the economic leader of the world. Don't try to fight it. Just go right along with it. Well, who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Texas.
Hi, Janan in Texas. It's good to hear from you.
I wanted to comment on what you were just saying. There have been a couple of lawsuits filed by Bloomberg regarding all of this bailout and secrecy and everything. They won the first round, but they kind of are looking not to win the second round. The article on January 11th on Bloomberg.com is titled Federal Reserve Seeks to Protect U.S. Bailout Secrets. And the Federal Reserve Bank is trying to knock down the first ruling by the first part of this legal case. Anyway, it was a very good thing that Bloomberg did, and it's still in litigation, but that is an important lawsuit. Another thing that I wanted to mention was that on YouTube, there is a January 7th video of Judge Andrew Napolitano speaking about this recent matter of Timothy Geithner, when he was the head of the New York Federal Reserve, advising his people to tell AIG to falsify information on a Securities and Exchange Commission official report. And Judge Napolitano said that is a clear crime. And I am just hoping and praying that somehow we, the people, are able to get this crime prosecuted, because I just don't have faith in our Congress to do the right thing. But here we have a specific documented instance of what Judge Napolitano says is a clear crime. And we need to not just talk about this. We need to do the legal thing to take action on this. And that's all I wanted to say. And God bless you and goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you so much for calling. Well, first of all, I'd comment that the lawsuit you're talking about by Bloomberg, I certainly support. What I was referring to when I said there have been no losses was the fact that nobody has sued the major banks for not honoring the derivatives or the insurance policies they wrote on the collateralized debt obligations. Now, there have been a few losses, but really very, very few of them. And but, I mean, everybody should be suing the major banks for writing insurance policies and not having money to bail them out. And Sydney, we are using AIG as a conduit for funneling the money of the American taxpayers who have lent something like, what, $180 billion to AIG, just funneling that money over to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, and because, you know, they have derivative contract agreements with AIG, and, of course, instead of trying to barter with them to get them paid off cheaper, they just funnel the money over. And, of course, this goes right to Timothy Geithner and Henry Paulson, the others, because they're all in bed with, of course, Goldman Sachs and the major big banks. I think it's very interesting that there's been criticism of Timothy Geithner. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's a member of the Group of 30. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I'm very surprised that Napolitano would come out and be critical of him. I mean, she certainly isn't a member of the this upper echelon. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens to her. Very interesting to see if anything is done to Timothy Geithner, who is one of the favored few. Well, again, our number, 1-877-254-7524, and we have another caller. Who's on the line?
Yes, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Dr. Stan?
Right.
Yes, Seth. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Just a question for you. I've heard a lot of talk on some other talk radio shows about this idea of auditing the Federal Reserve, and there's a large push, and some people won't, some people in government will not admit that they want to see if there's a groundswell enough for this idea of auditing the Federal Reserve. But wouldn't that, the idea of auditing it, that does that not presume that it is a legitimate setup, a legitimate organization in the first place, which in my mind it is not?
Well, I mean, it was established by government. I mean, it's as crooked as a, you know, a forked stick, but certainly it is an organization established by government. It has not carried out its mandate because its original mandate was to maintain the value of the dollar. Well, it's maintained about 4 cents of the value of the 1913 dollar. But this whole thing on the audit, first of all, I don't think we'll get an honest audit. I think it'll be done by somebody from government. Who in government is going to have the courage to do what's right? You do what's right and work for government, you're out of a job. But what this is going to do is raise the question in people's minds about the Fed. What it is going to do is certainly when the audit comes back and there's just all sorts of holes on it, is people are going to realize how dishonest the whole system is. But what this is, I think, is a marvelous educational effort. So I'm all in favor of the concept, realizing, of course, that this is not the solution. The solution is do away with the Fed before it destroys the fundamentals of our nation. The problem is, what's going to happen then? I mean, the whole structure of our financial system is beginning to break down. And what I'm hoping is we're going to begin moving towards state banks and state issuing money and currency. and getting away from domination by the federal government. But we are going to see in this coming year the destruction of at least half of the value of the dollar, and of course more and more people are going to lose their jobs and their homes. There's going to be another second crash of the housing market, and heaven help us. So I mean, I just hope that we can rescue something out of the rubble that is going to occur when our monetary system collapses.
There would be one pitfall.
A lot of serious things are going to happen this year. How bad it'll be, I don't know. But the America we have known, built upon money and abundant credit, will cease to exist, and we'll get back to something basic. But maybe the best thing in the world, you know. Sometimes the people who have the least are the happiest. And I, having lived in Africa and, of course, lived among, working among the blacks there, they're impoverished people. But they were happy. I mean, you'd be out on the street and they'd be dancing. They're much less reserved than we are. And maybe we might be a lot happier if we didn't have so much money to worry about. It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. If they devalue, if the dollar gets devalued by half, you could buy a house for $150,000 and what, wake up the next morning and it's worth $75,000?
That's right.
De facto.
That's right.
But you still owe $150,000 on it.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen, you know. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Remember, just within the last 2 weeks, Y. Chavez, who was actually placed in power, most people don't know this, but he's placed in power by the CIA, kept in power by the CIA. They had elections. Who did they send down to make sure it was honest? Jimmy Carter, who is, of course, controlled by the Rockefellers. Same people who put Fidel Castro in power, of course. Chavez is there, and within the last 2 weeks, he devalued the value of the Bolivar, which is their unit of currency, by 50%, and just wiped out half of what everybody had.
Okay, thanks for your work, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Well, again, our numbers, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Are you out there? Do you have a question? Something you'd like to talk about this morning? But I think that we're going to be entering into a very, very difficult year. I mean, the people are going to continue losing their jobs. People are going to continue losing their homes. It's estimated that we are losing about 300,000 homes a month. And we did this all this last year, almost 2.25 million people, 2,400,000 people lost their homes in 2009. Despite the fact that the Obama administration put out $75 billion to rescue homeowners, only a little over 30,000 homes were saved, and a lot of those were only temporarily saved, and now they're going to be lost. What's happening? Why the banks and the banksters are ending up owning the property, and now, of course, a lot of this is being bought up by the federal government. In other words, they are purchasing, I think they plan to purchase $1.25 trillion of these collateralized debt obligations, and then of course what they'll do is selling them off to their friends. We used to talk about the friends of Bill when Bill Clinton was in the White House, but it'll be the friends of Barack. You know, but they're the same people. Same people put Bill Clinton in the White House and George Bush in the White House and Barack Obama. The people of great wealth who control both political parties, and they talk with the electoral process, but basically the jobs are going to continue to be lost. People lose their jobs, they run out of savings, then they lose their homes. and this is going to go on for several years, and there's going to be even more of a collapse of the value of homes and property, and then, of course, the commercial building bubble is about to collapse. In other words, so many people put in shopping centers and commercial buildings of one sort or another, and those are all going to come due this year. And when that commercial building, a commercial bubble bursts, why, heaven help us. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
And this is Doug.
Hey, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I want to know if you watched the Jesse Ventura show last night on the Sunspots.
No, I don't get a chance to watch it, but we record it and watch it on the weekend.
Okay.
What do you think of the Jesse Ventura programs as a whole, and what do you think about the one last night?
Yeah, the one last night was on the Sunspots and how the disaster was going to hit the world. And it was pretty, I didn't know if you had seen that or not or had any comment about the Sunspots.
I don't know anything at all about Sunspots. But I'm going to watch the program on Saturday night.
Okay. I appreciate if you should make some comments on this last one he did. And one more thing.
Have you seen some of the other Jesse Ventura programs, the one on the shadow government or on the Bilderbergers?
Yes. Yes.
What did you think of them?
Well, it's kind of put on like a show, but he has some good points on it. I'm enjoying them.
Good. Well, I am too, and I encourage people to watch them. I've been amazed at how they've been able to stay on this wall and stay alive. Our number 877-254-7564.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Keene Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Do we have anybody on the line? Do we have a caller? I guess our last caller got off the line. And so if you're out there and have a question or comment, if you've seen the Jesse Ventura programs, I wonder how you feel about them. I think he's doing a great job. I really do. I am amazed that he's getting the information out he is. I don't think that they're going to allow this too much longer. They cannot. And I'm old enough to remember in the early 1960s when Dan Spoot and Dean Mannion got onto the radio and they were telling the truth and people were beginning to wake up. And of course we had the books, None Dare Call It Treason. We had A Choice Not an Echo. Incidentally, you heard yesterday morning my interview with John Stormer, who wrote that book, None Dare Call It Treason. It was a great book. And they've gone around to the used bookstores, and they bought up most of the 7 million copies, just as they bought up most of the copies of Gary Allen's little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and I'm sure they've had a great time shredding them. The last thing they want is for the American people either to read or to hear the truth or to watch it on television, because television is such a wonderful way. I mean, it has tremendous impact on people and on their minds. They begin to visualize what they're talking about. Anyway, of course, I recommend the Jesse Ventura program. At least so far, I've been very, very impressed that he really is telling the truth. He's picked up a lot of the people that we've interviewed, and program on the shadow government, and the one on the Bilderbergers that I was in. Overall, they've been excellent. I don't know anything about Sunspot, so we'll have to see what he has to say. But anyway, Cindy, support him if you guys. Cindy, write to the station of True TV, or Cindy to the advertisers, commend them for being on there. I'm amazed at usually what they do is they pull the advertisers, and that's how they get rid of the people they don't want. The other side, of course, is very, very clever at this, and the last thing they want is for the American people to hear the truth. And they'll try to bring back the so-called fairness doctrine to harass people. They bring up lawsuits. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to try to silence Jesse Ventura because he's being too effective. Well, our number 877-254-7524. And, of course, you have to understand the media is controlled in America. There are about 6 major corporations that control 90% of the media, but thank goodness we have Sydney Christian Radio here in America. They don't have in any other country. And then we have a lot of little private radio stations that are owned by private citizens. And they are putting out great information. And we're just really tickled from our point of view. We picked up a new network of 5 stations that's going to be carrying our program every afternoon. It's going to be an expensive proposition because we have to pay for the stations, but we are going to be able to blanket this part of the state of Washington there with our message. And step by step, with your help and your prayers, why hopefully we're going to reach more and more people. But I can't accomplish much more than I do. But there are other people out there working in Sydney cumulatively. I mean, that was Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Pastor Chuck Chris Meyer and certainly John Leffler and Pastor Butch Palm, and literally hundreds of people. I did a program this morning on RBN. I did another program last night on RBN. I said to our good friend William Grigg, it's on Liberty Works Radio. All of these are reaching just a few people, and for the first time in the 47 years I've been at this, I'm beginning to see people waking up and becoming aware. Everybody knows something's wrong. They just can't figure out what it is. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth. It's like, well, as a physician, I always knew that people didn't want to hear they had a cancer. They didn't want to hear bad news. Some people would never go to the doctor because they were afraid they'd find something wrong with them. So they either wouldn't go to the doctor, they'd lie to the doctor, because they didn't want to find out they had a cancer, because they didn't want to have to face that. And if you didn't know, you didn't have to worry. Well, people don't want to understand that America is in the process of being destroyed. Our job, of course, is to let them understand what's going on. And before long, they're going to see all the signs of it. They're going to realize that this is the reality and that they are going to have to be involved. And, of course, this, in many respects, this is God's battle, but we are to be on the front lines of this battle. And the best way I personally know to reach people and bring them to the Lord is not by simply preaching at them, although certainly sometimes that's a very effective means, but it's to point out that there's a real problem out here. There is a spiritual battle, and then perhaps get them some of these scriptures that will help them to fathom and understand the true nature of this spiritual battle. For we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So therefore put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And God didn't say, you know, just sit back and wait for me to come again. I'm in charge, you aren't the responsible. He said you are to put on the whole armor of God and stand. And the question is, are you standing? What are you doing out there in the listening audience to help us get out the message? Encourage other people to listen to this radio station. Encourage them to listen to our internet programs. Support this radio station because it's doing a great job. It's reaching people in Denver, and we know what a great job it's doing because we're getting a great response of people calling in to get material and information. And certainly I get probably more response from this station than many times I do from half a dozen other stations combined. So you're fortunate to have this station there in Colorado. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And let me just point out that they're still trying to get people to take the H1N1 vaccine. They're telling you that 99% of the flu cases are H1N1, and they're lying to you. The H1 epidemic is just about over. The incidence of new of H1N1 cases has fallen dramatically. Well, public health officials are lying. You have to ask yourself another agenda. Right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's Affordable Excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the final segment this morning, 877-254-7524, and who do we have on the line?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, okay. This is what I want from you. I want a short, pithy, one-line response, because I run into this all the time. And when we're done, I ask you a question. I want you to give me what you would respond in a real concise answer, like maybe a one-liner. Now, you tell people about what's going on, and a lot of times the response is, well, you can't do anything about it. How would you respond to that?
Well, in one line, how would I respond to it? I would simply tell them that they can do something, that they're responsible, and if they don't, when we lose this country, they'll have nobody to blame but themselves. And of course, if they're a Christian, I would simply appeal to their belief in Christianity. We are called to occupy until he comes. But there's some people you're never going to be able to reach. Their hearts are sealed, they're spiritually blinded. You just go on to the next person. Your job is to tell them what's going on. Your job isn't to force them to believe.
Well, like I think a couple of Sundays ago, I was showing people all the chemtrails right smack in front of their face. And I said, look at all those chemtrails. Well, you can't do anything about it. That's their response, you know. And then I have nothing else to say after that as far as, you know, trying to prove the point.
Well, but you see, you can do something about it. And one person can make a difference. And, Cindy, I mean, I'd love to tell the story about this one fellow, you know, who wanted to tell everybody about the Lord. And he would talk to everybody he could find, and nobody ever listened to him. He only reached one person in his entire life. That man was Dwight Moody. And Moody, of course, has had a profound impact on our country today. So our job is just to keep trying. Don't get discouraged. Believe me, the people may not listen to you today, but down the line, and talk to them about what's happening financially. Talk to them about what's happening over in the Middle East. Explain to them that this is a prelude to a major war. Ask them when they say, oh, there's nothing you can do about it, say, how are you going to feel when New York and Washington, D.C. are simply rubble? How are you going to feel about all those people dying? Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the people who aren't involved are part of the problem. Do you want to be part of the problem, or do you have the courage to take a stand? And just challenge them. I mean, if you have to, call them cowards, because that's what they are.
You would say, hey, you're a coward?
No, I would simply say that men and women have a responsibility to be involved. And if you're not involved, you're part of the problem.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not very
discouraged. I mean, remember, this is God's battle. We're called to do our best. In the final analysis, he will determine who's going to listen. Down the line, everyone's going to know what it's about. The only question is, it going to be before it's too late, or is it going to be when things are too late? And, of course, this country's been totally destroyed. But we have to keep trying and not get discouraged. I've been at this 47 years. How long have you been at it?
Oh, several years.
All right, fine. Don't get discouraged. I'm more optimistic now. I say this quite honestly. I'm more optimistic than I've ever been before.
Now, you just get all sorts of answers. Like one time someone says, well, I'm about getting too old to care anymore. You know, you just get those almost like those shut down responses from people.
Well, are you concerned about your children, your grandchildren? Or what are you going to do when Medicare and Social Security collapse?
I mean, like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do then?
Yeah, what are you going to do when someone's pointing a gun in your face and bossing you around?
Right.
Something to that effect. Maybe, right?
Amen. But, you know, the old adage, some men die in foxholes, and some go down in flames. Most men die just bit by bit, playing foolish little games. What would you want to do? Do you have the courage to stand up and be counted, or do you want to be counted out? Are you willing to die on your feet or die on your knees? Or, you know, a coward dies 1,000 times. A brave man dies but once.
What if you would respond something like this? Well, I guess from your response, you know, Mr. Smith, you really just don't care, and, you know.
Do you think that God will honor you? Do you think that you have an obligation to be involved? If they're a Christian, telling the story about, you know, when the master gave each one of his servants a talent, and one of them just buried in the ground and did nothing, and one invested and got 2 talents, and the next one invested and got 6 or 8 talents, and was the Lord pleased with the person who did nothing? He was very displeased. So all you can do is keep trying, but don't get discouraged. That's what they want us to do. They want us to give a feeling there's nothing we can do, and believe me, they're frightened that the American people are going to wake up. Hey, we got one more caller. Thanks so much. And
fine.
Who else do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Richard Baldwin.
Hi, Colorado. Richard. How you doing?
Dr. Stanley, I want to thank you so much for what you do. Nobody can ever, you know, you cast a giant shadow. Somebody told me about 25 years ago, this guy was one of the, had the best moxie of anybody I had ever met. He said, you can't tell people too much at one time. You give them a little bit, and then wait maybe 2 weeks later, come back, hey, you know that thing you told me about? Yeah. And then they'll listen. But if you give them too much, it's an overload. And the other thing is the Reverend Niemöller in Germany, who said, you know, when they came for the union people and they came for the teachers and they came, I didn't do anything. When they came for me, there was nobody left. And, you know, and you have done a very good job to say if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, or you're an accomplice. And I want to thank you. You did a great job of summation. You'd make a great lawyer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
God bless you. I guess we're out of time for this segment. Just hang in there. Keep trying.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Here I hope to our open-night programs. I always sort of look forward to them. You never know what's going to be brought up, but under any circumstances, I listen to the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you are in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. I also encourage you, of course, to support the station you're listening to, because they do a great job, and I love to be on here in the Colorado area. Certainly, we are carrying a number of new DVDs, and we're carrying the one on that Grant Jeffrey had to do, The Shadow Government. We think it's an excellent DVD about the shadow government and about how they're listening to your telephone calls and how they're monitoring everything you do. They really are. This goes right along with the talk we gave on the planned police state, which we recommend. Joel Skousen has an excellent DVD. We have it in stock, where he talks about, of course, the coming crisis, how you would prepare yourself, and where what you should be doing, thinking about having a secure home. If you're interested in Joel Skousen's DVD, we got a supply of them. He gave a talk at the conference I attended. He gave me permission to circulate his talk, so we have it. Sheriff Mack has a fascinating talk, and he was, Sheriff Mack had taken a case to the Supreme Court about the power of the sheriff, and this is a fascinating talk. We carry both. We have his DVD available. I don't know what happened to his book. I hope to have that very soon. But we do have the DVD available. So give us a call at 1-888-544-8927 if you'd like to get the DVD on the shadow government. My talk, which is on DVD, on the planned police state, and then the syllabus that goes with that. We have some other interesting information. We have what we call a concentration camp special, which is a four-tape set, a DVD, an older one, but it's apropos government documentation, and then a series of videos that will really help you to understand what's going on. Some of the Iran-Contra hearings, where, of course, Congressman Jack Brooks tried to bring out the fact that there is a plan, a government plan, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution and begin rounding people up and put them into concentration camps. And you'll hear Henry Gonzalez, Congressman Henry Gonzalez, confirming that this is very real. It's a fascinating interplay there in the congressional hearings. You need to get the information. You need to show it to others. And you need to make this very real. We're moving into difficult times. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. If you have not yet heard our CD set on the Dark Awakening and on the sleepers and the people who've been programmed to bring chaos to this country, why we recommend it to you, that's the Dark Awakening. And we have a number of interviews with Russ Dizdar. One of these days we'll get around to putting him into a 40 TV set. Really powerful, powerful interview. Our number 1-800-544-8697. 1-800-544-8697. Please pray for our position.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Wild Bird Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers of the safe operation of a motor.